Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to Cheese Zone Radio with your host, KC. Tonight, I have a guest co-host with me. Her name is Teddy, not Teddy the one, but my little sister, real little sister, Teddy. So, Teddy, go ahead and speak to the people.
How y'all doing tonight?
Go ahead, Teddy. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Don't be scared.
Well, a little bit about myself. I do a little bit of security. Just got to prove that. But anyway, not enough about that. Just trying to be up on here. Hopefully y'all enjoy yourselves, and let's have fun and call them with them good questions.
All right. And ladies, you already know who you call here for. I'm not going to take up too much time telling you all about me. Got Mook on the line. Mook, you there?
What's good,
man? I'm not even going to introduce you to everybody. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. So go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself.
No doubt. Most people know me as Mook the host, Mook, if you prefer, a.k.a. Logan from Studville TV Season 2, as well as why I'm Studsman the movie, and also a local promoter in Atlanta, man, a host. I shut down the club. Every Thursday, catch me at Halo. You know what I'm talking about? We got Atlanta Pride coming up. You know, I got to plug it. But, you know,
yes.
They call me Mr. Turn Up, man. I just turn up, man.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready
yeah,
for Atlanta Pride. I'm trying to
say. Y'all been turned up, and y'all got Pride events coming up, too. So I'm ready to come out there and turn up with y'all, too.
Well, look, we already talked about that. We ready for you, too. All right?
Sure.
We're going to get you. We're not going to give them too much, though. We're not going to give them too much. We're going to keep that between me and you, right? Because we give them too much, then they get all happy, right? We can't get them happy yet.
I'm going to be there in support regardless, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to come turn up with y'all. We're going to have a good
one. Now, so how you been doing? How you been doing, Mook?
I'm a little bit, my bad, dude. We on set right now for Studville TV, by the way. I apologize. Y'all know I'm a little discombobulated, you feel me? But I've been doing good, man.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. Like, how is it being a promoter, like juggling the promotion, the acting, and this your everyday life? Like, how is that?
Man, that's a good question, man. It's a lot of fun, you know what I'm saying? I'm passionate about what I do. It's definitely, I've always been into entertainment. I've been entertaining since I was like 7 years old. I signed a Bad Boy when I was like 13, so I had the opportunity to travel doing music, and I just never put the mic down. And about 2009, man, I picked up the mic just hosting an ATL with Girls in the Night, and, you know, my career flourished in that department, you know, just from that point. And after that, you know, I started Ivy League, which is a production company as well, and we started throwing parties. And before I knew it, man, I just started traveling from here to California. And then I kind of fell into the acting by accident. Noble Jews and Power Productions came to me about doing Studs in the movie. And then after that, I got the call for Studville TV. And I can honestly say, like, since I started the acting portion and just doing, like, I used to do the club promotion. It was cool. But when I started acting, I started to realize that people are actually looking up to us. They're looking for us for guidance. They hit us up all the time and just, like, you inspire me. So it's a different pressure, you know what I'm saying? Because now you know that you got eyes on you, you got people that's actually looking to you for example, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it can be a lot of pressure. But, you know, just trying to make sure that you are remaining a person that people can actually look up to and actually promote, and you're putting yourself out there in a positive way. Sometimes that can be a little tricky, you know what I mean? Because you don't want nobody to be like, oh, I'm going to be the one that's in the club every week turned up. You want to be something positive as well. So it could come right. with, like, it's bittersweet, you know what I mean? It's bittersweet, but all in all, I think I do it with an open heart. I try to be positive all around the board. I try to keep smiles on people's faces, and that's pretty much, like, what I aim for, you know what I'm saying, through it all.
Good answer. And how did you get the name Mook? Like, where did that name come from?
When I was born, man, I was premature, and my father said I looked like a mocha nut. I still don't even know what that is. And for some reason, it changed from mocha to mooka. And actually, my family's been calling me Mooka since I can remember. Like, I've always known myself to be Mooka. And then as I got older, it didn't sound as cool, so I dropped the A. And, you know, just became Mook.
Okay, okay. Digging that, digging
real
that.
Simple. Real simple.
Mooka that. I never heard of that. That's different.
Yeah.
And let me ask you another question, man. Like, oh, I got a lot of questions. Let's get back to your promotion. If you had to think about your best party that you ever threw, right? Your best party, right? What party would that be and why?
It's a good question, man. I would say Compound Atlanta 2012 Pride, man. We had Tiana Taylor, Lisa Ray, Stacey Dash. Who else did we have? Jennifer Williams, and I can't remember who else, but I know that like the party was live. I mean, obviously doing Pride, all the parties are live, but I think the coolest part of it was Tiana Taylor titty popped out on stage. That was awesome. We made it the world star. and then secondly, man, after, like, the whole party, I mean, everybody, like, all the special performers and Tiana Taylor, Jennifer, Lisa Wu, she was there, Lisa Ray, all of us, we just went out to the Waffle House. And it was crazy. We just shut the whole Waffle House down. Like, everybody from the club was outside in the parking lot, inside the Waffle House. They called the cops. It was just crazy. It's like the party just didn't stop, you know what I'm saying, after the doors closed. And we just went to after hours, and we partied the whole night. And I've never forgotten that party because it just showed me, like, how humble. You know, some of the people you get to come through, they'll get their money and they'll dip out. But all the people that we had that night was real humble. It was real cool, real personable. And I've actually remained friends with all of them, you know what I'm saying, still to this day. I think Stacey Dash had another appearance at Compound on the straight night, like, 2 days after that, and she invited us all to come through and tour her in the VIP. So it was just cool. I think the best parties are the parties when you actually, like, you know, build friendships with the people that you invite. And you realize
right,
they're real people,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the coolest shit. And me and Tiana Taylor's been close ever since. Like, I talk to her mom, I talk to her every now and then, you know what I'm saying? So, like, those are the best parties when you actually feel like people came and they enjoyed themselves and they remembered you as a promoter, how you took care of them, you know what I'm saying, the love that your people showed them, and they feel like they want to rock with you. Whenever you make that phone call, they always there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that, actually. Okay, okay. If you had to really sit back and think about one person who has made an impression over your life when it comes down to your acting, your promotion, like, who would you give that shout out to?
Oh, man. To be real with you, man, I would honestly say, I don't say acting and promotion is two different, like, I don't know.
Right.
I can't really say in both departments, but as far as promotion, I have to say Lisa Cox. She's the founder of Girls in the Night. And to be honest with you, we don't even rock with each other no more, but I'm always pay her homage. If it wasn't for her, I would have never gotten into this promotional industry. She opened a lot of doors for me, and she gave me confidence that I didn't have initially when I got into the game. So I always got to pay my homage to Lisa Cox on the promotional tip. But and she just threw parties. Like, still to this day, I've never, you know, went to any parties that's like her parties, man. She really took time to plan her parties, you know, even when it came down to decorating, man, we used to be at the venues like 4 hours in advance, blowing up balloons and all type of crazy shit, and I still haven't seen anything like that in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I haven't seen anything like that anywhere I've went. And
right.
As far as the acting is concerned, I have to say my mom, you know what I'm saying? My mom is an actress as well, and she's also, you know, a film writer. And when I was a little kid, she used to always tell me, you should be in front of the camera. And I never really was interested in acting. I always wanted to do music, but, you know, she really stayed on me, and she built confidence within me as well. So when I got my first acting gig, she was right there in my corner. Like, you know, I told you one day you was going to do this, and just having that memory and having her words in my head, her words of wisdom, definitely inspired me every time I step on set. I always want to make my mom proud. You feel me?
I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Teddy, you have any questions for Mook?
Yeah, I came up with two. My first question would be, what would you say to someone who's trying to get into the same acting and hosting career that you have?
I'll honestly say, man, just like never be afraid to promote yourself. You know, never be afraid to walk up, introduce yourself, tell people exactly what you want. You know, put yourself in their faces, you know what I mean? Hit people's inboxes, you know. Let them know what you're doing. Shoot them some photos, some EPKs, whatever you do. Just never really be afraid of, like, you know, putting your talents on the forefront. Like, a lot of people feel like, you know, they might get a little, you know, cold feet. They might feel like, okay, maybe, you know, it's just the quickest. I mean, in Atlanta, I can say per se. I don't really know about anywhere else. But in Atlanta, people are real quickish. So a lot of times you might go to somebody and you want to get on or you want to be on their web series. But they got all their friends on their shit. And then when they do their next project, you see the same motherfuckers playing another character. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the type of person that kind of try to break through those barriers and just, like, you know, stay persistent. You know, become personable. Make them remember who you are. You know, whatever it is, whatever it takes, I just feel like, you know, just continue to be, you know, just continue to be motivated within yourself. You know what I'm saying? And just push yourself. You know, me personally, I'm my own promoter. I'm my own manager. I'm my own PR. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to kind of take your career within your own hands. Have that faith, man, and go for it. Even if you start shooting your own YouTube videos, you start shooting your own little short films, whatever it is, whatever it takes, man, just, like, stay persistent in your dreams and your passions, and people are going to definitely see you, because after a while, they just got to respect you. You know what I'm saying? They got to be like, man, this motherfucker hustling, this motherfucker grinding. I'm the type of person that had to go to somebody's club, and if it's whack, I mean, I've gotten gigs like this and even a straight party. So I went to a club, and it was whack. They ain't had no host. They had a DJ. People sitting around. The DJ might be popping, but everybody's sitting around, and I go up to them and be like, hey, yo, I'm a host. I do lesbian parties, but I guarantee you I can make niggas get off their feet right now. You know what I'm saying? And I went into straight parties, like, straight up. On everything I love, I've gotten gigs like that. You know what I mean? Like, just going into parties and being like, let me turn your shit up real quick. You ain't even got to pay me. And that's mm-hmm. how I really gotten notoriety outside of the gay industry as well. You know what I'm saying? Just being out there and promoting myself, not being afraid to approach people and let them know that I'm confident within myself so they can instill confidence in them. You know what I'm saying? They're like, damn, I want to hear this motherfucker. What's she really on? She sounds like she knows what she's talking about. So that's just what I would do. Like, I would just encourage people to just be confident, man, and let people know who you are. You know what I mean? Approach them like you already a star. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I do. Just approach them like you already been there, you already done that. And I guarantee you'll get somewhere, man.
Right. All right. I guess my next question would be, what would you say are kind of like the ups and downs of doing what you do?
The fact that I'm in the lesbian industry, and, you know, lesbians are emotional. And, you know, it's just it's kind of hard sometimes. You know what I mean? It really is. It's really kind of hard being in a woman-dominated field, you know what I mean? Because there's so many emotions. There's so many, you know, split personalities. So much catty shit that goes on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's definitely, like, the most challenging part, just trying to keep my composure and remain professional in those times where I want to get a little unprofessional, you feel me? You got to.
Oh,
I'm from New York.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm from New York.
Oh,
I'm from Brooklyn,
got
you know what I mean? So, yeah, so it sometimes it can be really challenging because I have to remember, you know, if I'm, say, for instance, we're making a Stubville TV appearance and somebody do some crazy shit and, you know, you want to turn up and you just like, man, I'm representing the show or, you know, if you were branding yourself, you know, I'm representing Mook the host. I'm representing the people that support me and that put their neck on the line, you know, to make sure that I'm successful. So I think that's the toughest part, just remaining professional even when other people are being unprofessional and, you know, trying to protect your brand.
Okay.
And the rumors. You know, you get a lot of rumors. You know, temptation if you're in a relationship. You know, all of those things. All those things are pretty tough, man. For
okay.
real. It's tough.
Well, since you brought it up, I guess you just gave me my next question. So are you currently in a relationship at this time?
I am in a relationship, man. I am in a relationship right now. We're very private. you know, so nobody would know that from going on my Facebook or anything like that. But I am in a relationship. And again, I mean, it's really challenging. She's actually in the same type of industry I'm in. So even being on the hush-hush and trying to be private and remain professional, it's difficult, man. Definitely
right.
difficult.
So, I mean, how does it feel to kind of be dating someone who's in the same field as you? I mean, does it have this struggle as, like, a power struggle, or y'all have gotten beyond that point to where, hey, you know, we're adults, we can work this out, we can do this?
Yeah, it's never a power struggle. I think that we're each other's biggest motivation, you know what I mean? We can sit down and run lines together. You know, if I'm doing music, I can go to her, and she loves music, so she gives me her ear. But I think the most challenging part, too, is sometimes, again, we're females, you know what I mean? And people
right.
tend to, when you're playing a role for a certain amount of time, man, you know, people tend to, you know, gravitate to the person that they're playing that role with. So sometimes
right.
it's kind of hard to separate reality from, you know, acting in front of the camera or behind the camera. So I
mm-hmm.
think that, you know, it might be, you know, you might be on set, you know, trying to be supportive, and they might have a sex scene that day, and it kind of make you feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? The shit like that is
yeah,
a little challenging.
Yeah, I got you with that one.
It's a little challenging, especially
like,
if you feel
on,
like you see. Yeah,
like,
man, you might think you see a little twinkle in the eye. You like, you know, you don't even touch me like that.
Yeah.
What's going on? You know what I mean? But that can be a little challenging, man. But other than that, man, I think it's pretty cool because you got somebody who actually understands, like, what it takes, you know, the mindset that it takes. And the times that you want to give up, you got somebody to remind you of, you know, why we do it. And, you know,
right.
it's pretty dope, you know. It's dope on the most part, you know what I mean? Not really too many downsides.
Let's see. Have you ever had a fan that was just made you break down and cry because of their story, what they told you, and how you helped them out?
Man, hell yeah. And it has happened recently, too. That's the craziest part. Like I say, a lot of times it's hard being in, you know, being the person that people are constantly hitting you up saying, oh, you motivate me, and you inspire me, and I look to you for this, and I look to you for that. And, you know, I think the worst part is when you're actually going through things that you might not even be proud of yourself in that moment. You know what I mean? Because what
mm-hmm.
we do in the forefront might not always be our real-life situation. You know what I mean? And so trying to remain, you know, keep that smile, sometimes you just need for somebody to hit you up to be encouraged. I mean, I'm the type of person, I respond to everybody and everything. So if you inbox me, you like a picture, you comment, I'm very consistent with that. You know what I mean? I try to make sure I never get to a place where I feel like it's too much or I'm too good to respond. So I get a lot of inboxes where people are asking me for inspiration, and people are, you know, telling me their whole life story, and like, what would you do, and how would you feel, and you know, and I'm constantly, like, writing these people, and sometimes you kind of just get on empty, especially when you're going through shit. Like,
right.
recently, man, somebody just hit me up and was like, you know, I can tell from the fact that you're not posting like you usually do, you know, your posts don't look the same, like, that you're going through something, and I just wanted to, like, you know, let you know what was in my spirit. I mean, she wrote this whole paragraph, man, and it had to be the most, like, it was a sweet, first of all, it was like she knew me. That was number one. You know what I mean? She was coming from a spiritual tip, and she was just like, you know, I'm not saying I'm psychic, but, you know, I'm spiritual. And she just, like, broke everything down, and she actually went into feeling like you have to be there for everyone else, and, you know, people are not really understanding that you're a person, and you need somebody to be there for you. And that shit just touched me on a whole nother level. I ain't cry, you know what I'm saying, but I was definitely touched by it. And I actually saved this, screenshotted and everything, and I just hit her back and let her know, like, she really just talked me off of a ledge that day. You know, not literally, but emotionally, she
right.
talked me off of a ledge that day, because I was just ready to shut all the Facebook pages down, the Instagram down, and just focus on what I was going through at that time. And, you know, after she sent me that letter, it just showed me that, like, you know, without our fans sometimes, man, I really don't know where we would be. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grind hard. We do whatever we do. And a lot of times it looks like it's easy, but it's hard. And that extra push from a fan that can actually show you that they appreciate you and they see you as a real person, man, it's a gift that I can never explain. You know what I'm saying? It's an awesome feeling.
Mm-hmm.
For real, for real.
Indeed. Definitely. I have a couple of quick questions for you, and then we'll let your callers talk to you. What kind of music do you like?
I like everything, man. I'm a nerd on one side of me and the other side of me. You know, I'm a hip-hop head, but I like everything. I can honestly say, like, you know, I really don't have a particular type of music, man. I love it all. I don't do the heavy metal shit, but, you know, anything that anything that touched the heart and makes sense, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much into a pop rock, alternative rock. R&B is obviously my favorite, hip-hop, melodic poetry, all that type of stuff, man. I'm into all of it. De La Soul, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, you took it back. I'm too young for that kind of music. I'm not
over here.
Yeah, but
you know, I got an old soul, too, man, so, like, yeah, man, I got an old soul, so I listen a little bit of everything. Sometimes I just research old music, man, just see what comes up.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you
with yeah.
that, man.
Definitely a different feel to it, you know, the more, it's a different, you know, from back in our time to the new music, it's definitely a different vibe, you know, like, you actually could understand what people were talking about back in the day.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, I like the beats better though. Now though, I like the beats better.
I thought
yeah,
it was
neither should you say that.
Yeah,
no,
technology
you just like all
changed,
this
man. So they do more. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, beats just sound good now. Sound real good in the car, you know. Cool to it.
Okay, but they take it from the old and just add something new to it. So technically, it's still old.
And you got it.
True that. I've been.
Now say that one more time, because I don't think they heard you, what you just said.
All right. For all you youngsters out here, listen up. What you think you're hearing is new is really old. If you take the time to do your research, listen to the beat, become a musician, become that person, you'll see that they're taking beats from back in the day from our parents and their parents, adding new things to it, making it their own.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. A lot of people don't even know that half of the music they hear is just recycled music, man. It's just them taking and sampling beats. And then putting some extra 808s on that thing. You know what I mean? Like, the thing
yeah,
is
exactly.
now, the only difference is now, before they just had, like, you know what I'm saying, instruments, you know, to make beats. And then you had, you know, a couple of keyboard sounds and all of that. But now, you know, technology is obviously advanced. And you can
yeah.
find more sounds. And people have gotten more creative in what to put in beats and music. But, I mean, majority of the things that people hear, man, is nothing but, you know, sample tracks. And then they just throw some extra shit in there to make it sound more personable. But don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. Please believe, man, the music been rocking since back in the 80s. You know
right,
what I'm saying? Back
exactly.
to the 60s,
yeah.
really, if you really want to go there. But for
really,
sure,
yeah,
like, around the 80s
Motown.
Is when it started to get in that hip-hop. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Motown was definitely the hit-making club, man. But I ain't going to sound
oh, yeah.
too old on this phone right now. Y'all ain't about to talk
I'm with you.
I'm
with you. We telling our age, man. We telling our age.
Right.
You
about,
no, you ain't telling your age.
Look, you know
what
I'm going to do. How old are you?
I'm young, though.
I'm young, too.
I'm 26, man. But I'm only 26. I just turned 26 in July. But, you know, my mother got 11
Happy
kids.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate that, bro. My mother got 11 kids. I'm number 10 out of 11. So, you know, I grew up in a house where it was a whole, like, you know, we had a whole different, like, level of, you know, turnips in our house. You know what I'm saying? You had people who was, like, 2 years older than me all the way up to, like, 18 years older than me. So, you know, I think I was pretty much well-rounded by the people I had in my household. You feel me?
Yeah. I love it. Ooh, thank you for that. Now I have my next question. I have two more questions. This question right here, how did it feel to live in a household with 11 kids, you and 10 others? How does that feel?
Like jail.
Oh.
Like jail. You fighting for food and shit down this way. Nah, it was cool, man. Honestly, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. You know what I mean? I think it definitely prepared me for the world. It definitely prepared
right.
me to deal with the multiple personalities that exist within this, you know, within life, you know what I mean? So, it prepared me, it toughened me up, you know what I'm saying? You had enough people to tell you how it was, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people that grow up in households with some, like, you know, they're only children or one or two kids or whatever, sometimes you ain't really have anybody there to tell you straight. Like, you know, you're a fucked up person, look in the mirror, get it together, you know what I mean? So,
right.
that's one thing I can say, man. It kept me grounded and had people to remind me I wasn't the biggest nigga in the house. You know what I'm saying? It definitely taught me a lot of morals. I know what it's like to struggle, and I know what it's like to live good, but, like, I think the best parts was through those times that we were struggling, man, if it wasn't for the fact that we had each other, man, it would have been all bad, you know what I mean? So to have
right.
that type of support around you, that type of sense of family, you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving and Christmas, if we ain't have shit up under the tree during Christmas, man, we was going to put on a full talent show and goddamn,
right.
you know, make it a damn Christmas morning. You feel me? Like, that's just one thing I can say, that I would never trade that for the world, man. It definitely humbled me, and it's definitely taught me so much, man. And that's why I'm big on family. Like, I'm big on family, because without my family, I wouldn't be shit. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I wouldn't be anything.
No, that's
right. Anything, and then saying my mom, my mother was like, you know what I'm saying? My mother was a, you know, she was mommy and daddy, you feel me? Like, we had,
right.
you know, she got married one or two times or whatever, but on the most part, it was just her. And so she taught me how it was, or she showed me an example that, man, you can do anything. If I can sit here and raise, you know, 10 or 11 kids, man, you can do this. Don't worry about this. You know what I mean? So, like, she showed me the epitome of a strong, black, dominant woman who knew how to, you know what I'm saying, survive through anything. And then just to have, I see my older siblings, you know, just kind of take the roles that they were supposed to take just naturally from the examples that she, you know what I'm saying, she put in front of us, man. It was just, it was a phenomenal thing. Sometimes I sit back and I think about my life, and I know that it was definitely a blessing to have 10 other siblings, man, for sure. Definitely a blessing.
That sounds good, especially coming from me. I'm an only child. Only child, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. It sounds like fun, like just, you know, a lot of creativity, and I know y'all did a lot, like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't a dull moment, man.
Sound nice. And I have a couple of questions that I know the other half of your ladies want to know. They want to know. All right, ladies, don't kill me. I'm about to do it right now. Girl, they're in my inbox. My inbox and text messages. They want to know, how is it being Logan on Studville TV? And does that person... does that person resemble Mook? They want to know that.
Now, everybody asks me that, man. You know what? Logan actually does resemble Mook in a lot of ways, and a lot of ways I don't. It doesn't. When I'm in business mode, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I've owned my own business since I was 18 years old. You know what I mean? When I'm in business mode, I can be a bit of, you know, just straight to the point. But, you know, I'm very, very, very much so particular about the way that I deal with people. And that come back from my household, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not the asshole. I don't yell at people. I don't try to break confidence. I don't try to make people feel small. Like, I'm not really into any of that. When it comes to my friendships and things of that nature, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very big on my friendships are like my family, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really cross no lines when it comes to my family. But when it comes down to the passion that Logan has, I definitely have that passion. When it comes down to that entrepreneur, you know, mentality, I definitely have that as well. But, you know, it's more things to unfold in episode 9 and 10, you know what I'm saying? So I think that it'll show more of Mook in episode 9 and 10. But as far as what you guys have seen thus far, I would say it's pretty much like 60-40, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not...
Right.
It's 60-40 in that department, man. But being Logan on Studville TV has probably been, like, even with me doing the movie and a couple of other roles, like, this is, like, I have the most fun shooting with the cast of Studville TV, man, because I see so many things, and I've seen them come from such, you know what I'm saying, a long way, that it's definitely motivating. So when I'm on set, I actually watch. I'm supposed to be, like, the female P. Diddy, so I do a lot of watching the Notorious movies and, you know, watching Puff behind the scenes and stuff like that to kind of stay in that asshole character. But, you know, Logan is cool, man. Everybody loves Logan still. Even though I'm the asshole, I still get a lot of love. So that's the best part.
Yeah, I like Logan too, because I don't know. I think the best part of Logan, like, of all your scenes I like, was, like, when it came down to you and your best friend and her girl, you know, and... I think we all been there. Our best friend thought we wanted to smash the girl. You know what I'm saying? I think we all been there. So
yeah.
I could definitely identify with that one right there. I thought that was like, that was, I like the way they wrote that in for you, you know?
Yeah. I think we've definitely all been there. We've all been there. But,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, I'm hoping
oh, yeah.
that majority of us, you know, stay loyal to our homies, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see where that go.
Yeah, we'll see where that go, man.
And I got one more question for these ladies. They are ready to talk to you. One more question pertaining to Studville TV.
All right.
I want to know, and I think everybody else want to know, too. Are you coming back for season 3?
Am I coming back for season 3?
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. I'll definitely. Stuffville TV is definitely my home, man. So, when Stuffville TV season 3, yeah, Logan would definitely be back. For sure.
Woo!
For sure.
All right, ladies, look, they over there screaming now. Look at them. I hear them. Y'all hear them. Well, let's go into these callers. Ladies, if you're online listening, dial 646-716-6977. Press the number 1. That goes for people that are online on the phone lines also. Press the number 1 if you would like to talk to Mook, ask her anything. That's what she's here for. Let's go to the first caller. Area code 219-239. Talk to Mook.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello? Uh-oh. I think I'm losing my connection. Hold on.
No, you here? Can you hear us?
Okay, I can hear you guys now. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Mook.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Heather Love.
What up, Heather? How you doing?
Hey. I mean, like, I actually had a couple of questions, but I no longer have them because they asked them all. They were, like, very extensive with it. So I can only just, like, come on and say hi, show support, and say, I'll see you at Pride, pretty much. That's
oh,
about
sure.
it right
I appreciate
now.
You. I appreciate you calling.
Of course.
Man.
Of course.
Sure.
You know I'm a big supporter.
Yeah, no doubt. I do. I appreciate your support, man. You always turn up for me. And I definitely appreciate you calling in, and I look forward to seeing you at Pride, man.
Okay. I sent you a Facebook notice, told you don't treat me like a stepchild now, just because you know you are being the hottest host there and everything, okay?
No. Okay, so everybody out there in Radio Land, Heather always shows love, you know what I'm saying? She reposts all my stats and all my pictures and my promo. You know, I appreciate you, Heather, man. You go in for the kid, and it's all love, baby.
Okay. And you all have a good night, and I'll continue to listen.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Pressing number 1, ladies. Area code 954-729. Talk to Mook.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
My mind is going completely blank right now. I'm a huge fan. I love you on Studsville. I love you on Studsville TV. I think what you're doing is great. You're very inspirational and motivational. And I love the whole family image you have going on with your daughter. Quick question, you plan on having any other kids?
No, I don't. I don't plan on having any more kids. I have, like,
even though you were raised in a house with so many siblings and you felt like it prepared you for the real world, you wouldn't want that experience for your daughter also?
Yeah, I definitely would want that experience for my daughter. However, I don't believe in bringing children in the world that you can't take care of. That's number one. And not saying that I won't probably be able to take care of more than one child, but I definitely believe in giving the best to the children that you do have. And then on top of it, I have 46 nieces and nephews, like literally, with 11 siblings, obviously, you know, it's kids all over the place. So I have 46 nieces and nephews, and a lot of them I've adopted as my children, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter definitely had that sense of family when it comes down to, you know, the nieces and nephews that she's growing up with. But as far as having any more children, I didn't push her out, everybody, but as far as having any more children, I don't think that I'm going to do that. It's a huge responsibility. Huge.
Okay. So what inspired you to do what you do and to come out the closet? I know a lot of people are in a predicament where they're afraid to do that, but you are just like you own it and you embody it so well. So how did you do that and what inspired you to do that?
Yeah, it was really tough, actually. My mother's an evangelist. My father's a pastor. He has, like, multiple churches and things of that nature. So it was really tough, actually. But it all started with my mom. She embraced another stud, like, with love that I was just like, okay, well, she's showing her love. She's going to show me love. And she wasn't too excited when, you know, I initially came to her. I just felt like, you know, I kind of watched their relationship and slowly but surely, you know, inched out the closet and just had a heart-to-heart with her. And she wasn't really happy. She did everything else that the normal parent does and tried to take all the precautions to stop it from happening or occurring.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, eventually, you know, life played its role, and I grew up and I was able to make my own decisions, and, you know, eventually she just accepted that. And, you know, she, still to this day, me and my mom are really close, and she loves me unconditionally regardless.
Okay, my last question. So what's next? Like, will we be seeing you on other platforms? Because I really want to see you progress and do other and bigger things. So what can we look forward to? What can we expect?
Definitely. I got a couple of projects coming up right now. I can't say too much about them because we're still in, you know, pre-production. But I got a movie that I'm working on that should be dropping sometime in the winter. And I'm looking to work on another web series that should be coming up soon as well. So you guys will definitely see me. Stesman 2 also is coming out sometime this year. So, or sometime, I think, in the beginning of 2015. So you guys look forward to that. If you haven't seen Stesman 1, you can catch that on YouTube. But, you know, Stesman 2 should be coming out as well. So it'll be a few more projects coming up, and I'll make sure I keep everybody in the loop. But you'll definitely see more of me, and I appreciate that support.
Okay, awesome. I just wanted to attest to how you do follow through with replying to comments, because I was the one who commented on one of your pictures about where can I find the link to Stesman, and you were actually, like, writing me back, and I was like, what? Where'd they do that at? Like, she really replied to me. But I appreciate that, and you, I hope you stay true to you.
No doubt, man. And always remember, I ain't nothing without my fans. Like, so you'll always get a reply back, and just as much as you're a fan of me, I'm a fan of you, and I appreciate your support, man. Y'all keep me going. I thank you for calling
awesome.
In as well.
Awesome. Thank you. You have a good night.
All right, you too.
All right, ladies, if you want to talk to Mook, make sure you press the number 1. Let's go to the next caller, area code 870-403. Talk to Mook.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, I told Mook I would call on Facebook, so this is Tiffany. And, yes, all of my questions have already been answered. You guys are too good at your jobs. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say and attest to, yes, she is a wonderful role model. I know some things that I watch her, I'm on her Facebook and I see the posts and things that she posts, and it's kind of like, dang, are we the same person? We're going through some of the same stuff sometimes. But, yes, she is a person. She does get back with you, and I just want to thank you, because sometimes I'm having a bad day and I'll post something or I'll comment and you'll say something back. Really nice, really sweet. Anytime I've inboxed you, I've always got a reply. So I just always want to just say thank you, and I am a fan, and I show support all the time. So
for sure. I appreciate you.
No problem, but that was all. You guys have a good night. I'm still listening to that.
All right, keep in touch. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Area code 571-839. Talk to Mook.
Hello?
Hello, 870-403.
I'm still here. You guys never hung up.
Wow.
All right, ladies, press the number 1. Do not be scared. Ask her, do she like chicken? Ask her, do she like to ride bikes? Ask her anything. You have the opportunity to talk to Mook, the hottest MC, host, party, promoter on the East Coast, man. For real, for real. In the whole United States of America. Come on now. I know you got a question for her. And not only that, she's on your favorite web series. Come on now, Starville TV. I know y'all was looking at her like, girl, look at her. I love me a woman.
Crazy.
I know y'all was singing that. Come on. Y'all pressing number 1 to talk. There y'all go. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Area code 313-829. Talk to Mook.
Hey, my quick question. I might have joined it at the last minute, but you were talking about getting into the industry in Atlanta. Francis, I'm sorry.
Say it again?
Francis.
Francis, okay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I am getting ready to relocate to the area at the end of this year, and I just kind of needed a few steps to get myself out there and make sure I'm networking with the right individuals. I heard bits and pieces about you talking in the industry, but I think I joined the call too late.
Oh, no. Definitely. I was just saying that, you know, the best thing to do is just to kind of, like, get out there and promote yourself. It's a big networking pot. So whenever you see something up, whether it be an event or whatever, just, you know, don't be afraid to step out and go to those events and find out who the promoter is, ask people to point you in the right direction. I mean, Atlanta is really personable as well, so all you got to do is ask a couple of people, you know, who you should be talking to, and I'm pretty sure they'll point you in the right direction. And as everybody that said, man, you hit me up in my inbox when you get here and you want to know, you know, what's going on or what you can do to get yourself out there, I'd be more than happy to help you or point you in the right direction for whatever it is that you're trying to get involved in. But on the most part, it's just about getting out there and networking and just and letting people see who you are and letting people know what you have to offer. Because everybody's always looking to network with people. They're always looking for help. I don't know. What's your line of expertise? What do you do?
I went to law school, so I graduated with my law degree, and I minored in Spanish. So
okay.
I'm just looking for a new avenue once I get down there.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, like I said, just stay in the loop. You know what I mean? Everything is always posted up on Facebook. You know, go to your events. And, you know, just ask people who you should be talking to. And like I said, feel free to hit me up. I'm always doing networking events where, you know, I try to point people in the right direction. So just stay, you know, looking out for those as well. It's going to be back at our lounge on Wednesdays. So that's typically when I try to, like, get everybody in one building and we do some mixing and mingling. So just look out for that.
All right. Well, thank you all very much. Have a good evening.
You do the same. Thank you for calling in.
All right, area code 954-729, talk to Moot.
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, I also wanted to know some more about the industry. My expertise is in filming, editing, and directing, though. How could I get involved with a web series?
That's great expertise. Hey, people are always looking for that. All you got to do is probably hit up Sheree Johnson on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you see anybody, like, you know, looking for it, it's a lot of times when you get people that's looking for production crews in the events, they might put something up. Starting out with parties, you know, people throwing parties, just, like, offer to come out and shoot their party, put together, like, a little promo video, you know, post it up,
mm-hmm.
and then let people know that you filmed it, you edited the project, and I'm pretty sure people will holler at you, man. I definitely always look for editors and, you know, production teams and stuff like that, so you can also stay in touch with me, like I said. And you have no problem with networking out here, for sure, in that department. People are always looking for that. That's not something that everybody do.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Have a good night. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Everybody I talk to, like, everybody's super professional, man. Somebody call in and turn up with me one time. I'm feeling like right now I'm conducting, like, you know, I know I'd be coming across on my business all the time. Now y'all showing me that that's what I do. Everybody calling in super conservative, man, but I appreciate that. That's what's up. Good luck.
Well, what is there to do besides clubbing in Atlanta?
Oh, here we go.
There we go. what is there to do besides clubbing in Atlanta? Just like you just talked about, you know, filming. Atlanta right now is like the new L.A. So everybody's coming here to do production and, you know, of course, music. But partying is definitely a big part of Atlanta. So I really don't have too many answers behind that one. But definitely networking and, you know, meetup groups and things like that. You know, a lot of, you know, youth outreach programs and things like that. We try to stay involved in the community as well. But Atlanta is definitely known for its partying. So, you know, be prepared to have a good time and try to stay focused in between.
Okay. What's the housing like?
What's the housing like? I guess it depends on where you are, but I think it's pretty well-rounded. You got your upscale Buckhead, you know what I'm saying? You got your east side, Bankhead, west side, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think it's just like everywhere else, you know, good and bad, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's all the questions I had. Tell Look Alive I said hi.
Tell Look Alive. All right, I'll do that. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay. See, I had to think for a second, right, because I had to think of something deep for you, right, so we can get this thing started for real. I'm going to ask you a quick question, right? Let's get it started. Let's get these people on board. What is your intake on Stud for Stud. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man. You right to turn
That's
up, ain't
very
you,
good question.
Yeah, that is a question.
Let's turn up for real.
To be honest with you, man, I feel like it's weird that you even asked that, because I think that I used to have, like, you know, outlook where it was just like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real. I'm going to be 100% honest about this answer. And I think it's because of the fact that, I mean, it's just like, you know, in society in general, man, we can be real ignorant. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're constantly out here, you know, talking about, you know, racism and, you know, stereotyping and, you know, all of this other bullshit. And it's like, for us to be that way in our own community, I think it's sick. You know what I'm saying? But it took me a while to mature and get to that level. Because before, I used to look at it like, you know, I'm a hard stud. You know, I don't fuck with that stud on stud shit. Like, that shit's super gay and blah, blah, blah. But then I thought about it like, nigga, you super gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, you can't really, like, I mean, I personally, it's not my preference. But I definitely embrace it. I got a couple of friends that stuff for stud. You know what I'm saying? And it took for them to really open up my mindset and let me know how ignorant, you know, I was looking upon the situation. You know what I mean? I just feel like you should be able to love who you want to love, sleep with who you want to sleep with, lick on who you want to lick on, wear what the fuck you want to wear, and do what the fuck you want to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. You feel me? Like, so I have no issues with that. I think that it's a beautiful thing. It's definitely showing that, you know, not only is society evolving, but, you know, the mindset within our communities are starting to evolve. You're starting to see more of it out and about.
Right.
Than you used to see back in the day. You feel me?
Right. Well, you know what?
People tell me, I mean, I might be wrong, but people tell me, like, back in the day, there was more stuff stud than it started to kind of go into that stud femme role. Everybody tell
right.
me, it was like, man, back in the day, you know, when Queen Latifah and all them up in New York, everybody was stuff stud. And I'm like, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Growing up, when I started growing up, you know, and getting into the gay industry, it was definitely just stud and femme. You never really seen that. So maybe y'all can enlighten me, you know what I'm saying, and let me know. But I didn't know it used to be like that. You know what I mean?
You know what, though, like, for real, man, me and you, like, I was the same way, man. I was the same way. I was like, nah, I don't want no nigga bitch in my bed. Look, ladies, do not get offended by the word nigga bitch. That's just because I don't know your name right now.
Did you make that word up, nigga bitch?
Yeah, I didn't want no nigga bitch in my bed because I'm a nigga bitch. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want two people to have two Timberlands in my bed. We both bumper straps. I just wasn't with it. But my little sister that's on the phone right now, that's on the line with us, Teddy, is actually, no, for real, Teddy, look. Whatever, look, keep it 100, look. It took for me to embrace what she, cause you know, she's actually a stud for stud. And she'll tell you, I used to be like, man, get, cause she'll flirt with me and everything. I'll be like, man, get away, like, what's wrong? You know,
right.
But it took for me a while to actually, you know, it was just like a mother embracing her child as coming out gay, you know. It was like, I really started to accept her. And then I started looking at it differently as more people started coming out with it and telling me their stories, you know what I'm saying? I feel the same way you feel, man. How do you feel about it, Teddy?
To be honest with you, and I'm going to get to you, raw dog. Fuck what people think. If you happy, stay happy. If you sit there and you base your relationship or base your feelings, period, on what somebody else thinks about you, you'll never truly be happy.
Right. I agree with that.
Say it again.
So look up the definition of what it means to be happy, then understand it, respect it, abide by it, and understand it this. Why give a fuck what somebody say about you? They talk about Jesus Christ, so they're going to talk about you, too, automatically. Fuck a nigga,
word.
Fuck a bitch. It's all about you and your happiness.
Word, word.
That's how I live my life. I mean, I know how not to come on to certain people, but I'm sorry. I'm one of them people that's very blunt. If I feel stud and I think that person is cute, yeah, I'm going to be bold enough and I'm like, yo, no homo, because that's how I'm going to start it off. But you fine as fuck. Now, if you come off and you tell me, well, I don't get down with that stuff for stud, then I'm going to be like, okay, that's cool, and I'm going to keep it moving.
Oh, man.
But at the same time, I can't deny who I am. I love all females. So if you afraid or you
I mean, you don't
start
off with no question
first,
like,
then it's no point and no sense in you doing it. If you got to be ashamed of it and scared to speak on it and let it show, then why be doing it?
So I just got to go. I mean, you know what's crazy, man? I've been hit on by studs before, right? And I think the only thing I don't, you know, so I guess that kind of throws me off is the fact that they are, that, you know, a lot of them are blunt because, I mean, they obviously studs, you know, studs are just, you know, naturally dominant, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they are really, you know, so they'll come up to you and just be like, I just feel like, you know, I look at it like, man, I'd appreciate it if, you know, you at least came up to me and asked me first before, you know what I'm saying, the whole, like, you sexy as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to fuck with you. Because to me, it's just like, you know, being that it's not, I guess, one of the most popular things within our community, you know, I would think it's just like if I was to go up to a female, you know what I'm saying? You can't really tell whether a femme straight or gay, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never going to go to a female like, hey, man, you fine as fuck. Like, let me fuck with you. Before asking her, like, you know, I don't mean to, like, you know, make you uncomfortable and not like that if you don't rock that way. But, like, you know, I just want to know, are you interested in women? That's usually how I kick it if I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's like some of these studs, they
mean,
walk
that's
up to you
why I say
club,
no
like,
homo.
Yeah, I feel you, I guess, man. I don't know. I mean,
one
stud, man, she was just a little aggressive with that shit,
though.
Bro. Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't really approach people with it. It's just, as far as a stud, I'll let them approach me. As far as a film, yeah, I might approach, but I'm kind of that shy, a little timid. But once the shell is cracked, then, hey, it is what it is.
You just said you was blunt.
Right.
Yeah, I'm blunt, but you know what? Shut up, bro.
Come on, Teddy. Come on, Teddy.
You brought it up. All right. Okay, I'm telling you how the old me was. Because at first, because I was afraid of how people would look at me and how thugs, technically, to most thugs, that's fighting words. They'd be ready to whoop another stud ass over something, saying something like that to them. But because the first person who ever broke me was a stud, that's why I like studs. Yeah, I was still dressed as myself, but what people fail to realize, at the end of the day, when we both take our clothes off, guess what? We got ass, titties, and some got more than others, but I'm just saying, hey, you still women. And it's not all about scraps, touching scraps, because some people don't use scraps. They just do what they do, and they do it well, and hey, that person gets fucked. You can't control who you fall in love with or who you got feelings for. The clothes is not what makes the person. What makes the person is their personality, how they treat you, and if you got kids, how they treat your kids. So, to be honest, like I told my baby, if I find out that, you know what I'm saying, that it's no way of me getting around that. It is what it is. I keep it real. So if you tell me that you're not with that, like I said, I will keep on walking. But if you give me that eye contact, we have a conversation back and forth, and I see that you're curious, I'm going to ask certain questions. Now, if your curiosity lead up to us boom, booming, it's a wrap. It speaks for itself.
So you're a little nasty.
I'm not okay. I'm just saying 100 and keeping it real. We all went grown at grown people on here, and you put me out there, and you know my mouth. I mean, whether you want to call me a nigga bitch or whatever, I'm going to get it where I fit in. And if I happen to fall in love with a stud who can put it down and put in work to break this spell, then that's what it is.
I know that's
there's a out there that can do it and that can break me and make me sit down and change my whole thought process. Excuse me, I'm getting tough with it here, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to roll with. Just like my woman I'm with now that I'm getting ready to get married to. When I first met her, she was not a femme. She was a stud. But she can be aggressive when she has to be and she needs to be to get me back in line, like, hey, hold on. You're not only about to screw yourself, you're about to screw us as a whole and as a family. So get up off your sensitive side and see that I'm trying to help. Because I ain't going to lie, there'd be some times we'll argue because I want to swear for down that I'm right and I know I'm wrong, but I'm still going to say I'm right. And she the same way, so we bump heads, but for the most part, she's best of both worlds. And I couldn't ask for nothing other than that. And so I'm going to leave this alone because this ain't about me. It's about you, bro. So let's get it popping.
All right, here you go, 571-839. Talk to Moot.
Hey, okay. Hi, Kenzie.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hi, Moog.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Do you know who this is?
Nah, who am I speaking with?
My name is Jamila.
What's up, Jamila?
How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm still laughing over that last conversation. Okay, so I just have one quick, simple question. I just want to know, like, what motivates you to become successful in your life?
Growing up poor. Growing up poor, man. And seeing my mother struggle. She always, I mean, you got your mother pretty much instilling in your head to not be like her. When you look at her like she's a superwoman, it kind of sets the bar a little high. You know what I'm saying? That's the realest way that I could put that, you feel me? But, you know, definitely wanting to say, I only have one little brother because I'm obviously number 10 out of 11, so he's my only, you know, little sibling, and I feel like I definitely want to set an example for him. Obviously, my daughter, I want to set an example for her and all of my nieces and nephews, and like I said, the people that have put their neck out there for me and try to motivate me along the way to be the best that I could be is motivating in itself, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And people like you that be turning up for me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep me motivated as well, man. The love, for sure.
Oh, thank you. All right, well, I know you have some people on hold, so I just wanted to call and pretty much show you love.
All right, thank you for calling in, Jay.
You're very welcome. Have a good night. Bye, Casey.
Later. All right. All right, call 444-840. Talk to Moot.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hey.
Moot?
Hello. Right there, let's go.
Hello.
I'm here. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jordan. What's up?
What up, Jason?
Now I just have a question. Just by being around you and knowing you, I know that you have a lot of followers and a lot of people that look up to you, and I was wondering how that affects your personal and professional decisions that you make.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Like, basically, it's just, it can be tough, you know, trying to balance out your personal life and the things that you go through from off the scene or from behind the camera, and trying to, you know, remain a motivation and example for the people that are only seeing you in front. So, it's definitely tough sometimes. It can be really trying, but I think at the same time it's motivating in itself, just knowing that you don't want to let these people down. You don't want to let your supporters down. So it keeps me fighting another day, for sure.
And you have a lot of people that are older than you that look up to you, which is, I don't know, that would be a little bit hard for me because I would feel like I have to grow up really quickly and be more mature than I want to be.
Right. For sure, that definitely is a huge effect as well. Like, a lot of people do tell me that, like, you know, I'm fairly older than you, but, you know, like I said, growing up in a household where you had to kind of grow up a little quicker than most played a huge part. Leaving home early played a huge part, and, you know, just wanting to stay afloat even throughout all of the trials and tribulations has definitely kept me focused. And I have a long way to go. Like, I'm never going to make it seem as if I got it all together. I still have a lot of learning to do. I still make a lot of 26-year-old mistakes, but I'm definitely, you know, focused and determined to continue to set examples, positive examples, and, you know, I'm motivated to grow every hour of the day. And so even the people that do reach out to me and tell me how much I motivate them, they have no idea that they're motivating me just as much. So I think that's the best part of that.
And you definitely motivate me. I just want to let you know that. And continue to do what you do. And
hey, before you get
okay
on the phone, everybody, she being modest, man. That's Jordan Spencer, a.k.a. Lydia from Stubbill TV as well. You know what I'm saying? I just checked in.
Hey.
You got to let them know.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great, are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I am pretty modest, but it's about Mook tonight, so I'm let her have her her shine. She definitely deserves it, and just continue to support. And thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Jay Smith.
All right.
All right.
All right, I have a Facebook question. Somebody wants to ask me to ask you this. Oh, Lord, this question is off the chain. I'm trying to put it in a whole nother way.
You got me nervous, bro.
They want to know three questions. She wants you to add on Facebook. Her name is Yours truly, Cheryl Hartley. She wants to know, what's the craziest place you ever had sex? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
You said turn up. There she goes.
That's what I'm talking about. Good job. Kudos to whoever that is, like, for sure. Craziest place I ever had sex, man. That's a good question. I would tell y'all one place, but I don't want nobody to judge me. But
okay.
I don't want y'all to judge me on that, Joan. But I won't even say it's the craziest place I've ever had sex, but I don't know. That's a tough one. I ain't been to too many places. I had sex. I got hit driving one time on the way to North Carolina, and I actually I did kind of have a side swipe situation occur.
and
I was trying to, but you know, her head hit the steering wheel. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault, man. Her head hit the steering wheel and kind of turned it. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
It was one of those situations. I won't say it was a place, man, but it was definitely a time. Like, I think that was like the craziest thing I've ever done. You know, sex in the rain and all that other stuff. I don't think it's too crazy because it's things that we hear about all the time. But definitely,
yeah.
Okay, and she has another question. She wants, Lord have mercy. Ready for this question? This question gonna get wild right here. She wants to know, have you ever had sex with any other cast of Studville TV?
Ooh,
that's crazy. Nah, man, we're not allowed to have sex with our cast members on Studville TV.
Okay, and her last question is, I think all the women want to know this one. With her being super sexy and in the industry around sexy women, how hard has it been to turn away all that ass being thrown your way?
It can be difficult, man. It can be difficult, but I'm also a relationship person, so it's not too difficult when I'm in a relationship, to be honest. I'm kind of like a one-track mind individual. I'm a Cancer. My mom and my dad is a Cancer, so I'm a lover, man, you know. So I'm not really tempted too much, you know, by ass and titties and shit like that. I'm more tempted by the heart. I'm more tempted by, you know, conversation. I know this shit sounds real cliche and real lame, and I know you was expecting something more juicy, but, you know, to be honest with you, it just really don't do nothing for me. I think it's because of the fact that, you know, I grew up around, you know, a lot of shit, a lot of women, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, I've seen a lot growing up, so ass and titties don't really move me too much. But, you know, definitely it can be difficult. You know, those nights where you get drunk and you and your girl might have had an argument and you single for the night type thing, those are the times where, you know what I'm saying, temptation knocks, boy. You know what I mean? And you, the only time you've broken up for a week or some shit like that. But it definitely happens. But, you know, yeah, that's how I stay focused and I stay in my lane, and I stay committed to my relationship, because I know at the end of the day, them ass and titties ain't going to be around for too long, especially when it comes to me like that. You feel me?
I know that's right. All right, let's take these next callers, 706-662. Talk to Mook.
Did it!
What up, Cherie?
Hey,
what's up, dog? What up, hoes?
Ain't nothing to it. Just calling to say, hey, how you doing?
Appreciate that, big dog. Everybody, that's Cherie Johnson, creator of Studville TV. Y'all know I got to shout y'all when y'all call in.
What's up?
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey there.
All right, now.
What?
just calling to show support to MOOC. I love listening to the cast members being interviewed. I love the fans calling in. Fans ask the craziest questions, like, for real.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm very proud of the cast, very proud of MOOC and her job and her role as Logan. I wish the best for all my cast members. Episode 9 coming this Sunday. We got one more episode left in this season. And, you know, MOOC is young, but she is a great influence on the young and old as well. So I just want to commend her on that and her role on the show. And that's my turn-up partner. So, you know, I'm very proud of her, and I'm very honored when all the fans call in to any of the cast members and ask any questions, but sometimes they just get a little crazy, like what kind of draws you wear, and exhibition, crazy sex stuff. I mean, that don't be crazy to me, but, you know, it makes me blush. I don't know how it makes the cast members feel, but, I mean, it makes me blush and just, you know, just swell with pride and you know, just really appreciate the cast and what they do for the show. So just wanted to call in and support.
Appreciate that, Ho.
All right, baby.
All right, thanks for support, man.
All right.
All right, area code. Oh, matter of fact, before we even go to the next caller, shout out to Cherie. You have done a excellent job with StudVille TV.
Sure.
One of the hottest web series out there. Ladies, if you have not went to YouTube yet, I don't know what's wrong with you. Even the Wii got the YouTube now. Like, you can get on your phone, you can get on your text message, you can do whatever. Make sure y'all check out at StudVille TV, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and follow them, man, because they got some good stuff going on right now. So y'all check them out. Let's go to area code 253-341 and talk to MOOC.
Hi, Casey. Hi, Teddy.
Hello.
How you guys doing tonight?
Merry Christmas.
It's not
Happy Kwanzaa.
It ain't Christmas or Kwanzaa. Now, you know, Casey, I was going to call a mess with y'all again tonight.
Well,
I ain't going to talk about no mambo sauce this time, though, and I ain't going to ask nobody about no damn chicken. But hi, Logan. MOOC, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm going to let you know straight up, Casey knows, I'm not one of these little conservative little girls up on here. I'm a lot older than most of these people that call in. I do get straight into the point. They will tell you.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, now you answered a little bit of a question I was going to ask you as far as, like, what you look for in a woman. Like I told old girl last night, Cade, just keep it real, though. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yes, you like the heart. So when you go into a club and you see a female, you don't see her damn heart. Come on now. What attracts you to a woman, honestly?
Oh, physically, I mean, obviously, yeah, physically, I'm attracted. I like older women, though.
Oh,
I've always dated fairly older women.
Like how older?
Well,
uh-oh.
my current relationship, she's about 10 years older than me. The one prior to her was 10 years older than me. The one prior to her was 13 years older than me. So, I mean, pretty much, you know, consecutively old. But it's like I'm just attracted to that grown and sexy type. You know what I mean? Like, I like a chick that's in the club, not with her ass hanging out or whatever, but, you know, some nice jeans, some heels, and a little blazer and a cute little top. You know, things like that. I want to, you know, I want to be able to walk over and have to pick your brain. And when I pick your brain, I do expect to have, you know, some type of insight on your heart. And that's what I mean by that. Like, I'm one of them people that like to, like, have a conversation. I'm really not into, like, if I see a chick and she got too much hanging out anywhere, it's probably a turnoff. So
right,
I'm really in conservative.
Right.
I'm into conservative women. I'm into, you know, mature women that assure themselves and, you know what I'm saying, got something going for themselves. Like, call me lame, man, but that's really, really what I'm into. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really get into relationships for them to end. I don't get into relationships just to have somebody to fuck for the summer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into all of that. And I was just in an 8-year relationship prior to the relationship I'm in right now, so that shows you alone, like, with me only being 26 years old, that I'm really not for you know, the whole going into clubs and looking for ass to rub on. Like, that's just really not my style.
Right, right. But I was just getting ready to say that 8-year relationship and you're only 26 years old?
Word.
Good gracious. Oh, my goodness. I've never been in an 8-year
relationship.
That's what
you call loyal.
Yes, it is. And you don't see too much out there, especially with studs. I mean, because they, what's there, you throw it at them, they take it, and I give you the utmost respect. We look for women like you, and which is why I've been single for 4 years right now, because these women aren't loyal, and they'll take whatever, you know, just throw it in their face, and they'll take it. And, you know, and I'm all for that know your status, you know.
Right.
So it's like, you know, being celibate for 2 years, took a little break, celibate for 8 months now, you know, got my papers. Anytime anybody want to ask me, here you go. Here's my papers. You want to look at them? You can look at every last thing I got up on there. There's nothing negative, everything. I don't play that shit. So, I do want to say, you know, like I told Cade last night, right now, District Heat and Studville, y'all are killing the game right now, like for real. And I just want to, you know, just say you guys are doing your thing. I wish Between Women would come back, that they were my favorite, but Studville kind of kicked them out the water, you know, with them not coming back with a season 3. You know, when they didn't have Look Alive come back for season 2, I just kind of was like, you know, when I talked to Look Alive on the phone, I was just like, look, are you coming back for the movie thing? And she's like, yeah, been the kind of, you know, I got kind of excited, but then now that movie thing isn't going on no more. But, you know, once again, Studville, it's like you guys are going neck and neck. It's like, okay, so you guys had your episode come on. I'm like, damn, okay, let's see what District Heat's going to do. District Heat came out with something. Now, with that little twist that they did, I want to see what y'all got coming that's going to take over what District Heat just did in their last one. You see what I'm saying? Like, you guys just going back and forth with all the suspense and the, you know, and just like, damn, like, we can't wait for the next episode to come out. I have people calling me. And I'm like, why are you calling me? They were like, no, because you be talking to Cade and you and Chopper are friends. That's why I want to know. And you and Look Alive are friends. And this one Between Women was going on. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? You don't need to call me. Just, I don't know. They don't tell me anything because I know you guys say, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I'm like, don't call me, you know, hit them up on their Facebook. You, just leave me the hell alone because I don't know anything. But I do like what you do. I love your character. I would actually, I mean, I know the what is that, the, what do you guys call it, the bros before hoes that y'all say or whatever. But
right.
I do want to kind of see, you know, I do want to see where you kind of play a mean role and kind of do mess around with old girl. I don't know her name. I'm not down for that in real life, but I think that's what's going to kind of make the show a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, and I think that would be a really good twist to the game because, you know, you and Riley are so close. I know right now she's pissed off with you, but it's, I think that would be a really good twist to it, and, you know, having her, like, be able to, you know, have to choose between the two of you, that type of thing, you know. I'm no director, I'm no writer, I'm none of that, but I think that will be a really good thing to do because it's like we don't really see that very much because in these series you see where the studs are so tight they don't do anything with, you know, to each other. And it's like in real life, I'm sorry, they do that. You know, friends go behind friends all day, every day, especially in the lesbian community. So, you know, keep it real. Do what they do, what we do. The lesbians, they screw around. They screw around a bunch of different women. You know, they're not all like you. They're not all like me. You know, it's, they just do it. You know, one night is somebody, the next night is somebody else, or next night is with a dude, and they go back to women and back and forth. And that's real life. And so if you guys would, like, keep it, you know, like real life, I think it would make it, you know, even better than what it is. Like, right now, like I said, you guys are just killing the game right now. So I just can't wait for this next episode to come out. But I do, you know, want to thank you for your honesty as far as, you know, type of women. Because, like I said, Casey will tell you, I want you to keep it real with me. I'm a lot older. I'm a lot older than 10-year-old, older like women that you've messed with. I'm a lot older than 13-year-old women that you've messed with. So it's like, you know, I want to know the truth. Don't sugarcoat shit with me. I don't play that.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
no, but just on everything you said, we definitely going to keep it interesting for Stevio TV. I can't really get into what we're going to do. And you probably had to be the first person to say that they want it to go that way. So I appreciate your honesty in that department. Sheree Johnson's listening. She does majority of the writing, so I'm sure that, you know, she's going to take what you can. And, you know, she's probably cracking up laughing.
Can you guys, are you guys still there?
As far as, hello?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Yeah, as far as a shout out to Queen Women too, man, and the other web series that's going down right now. There's quite a few of them out there right now, but at last I heard, they are trying to come back. You know, they will be coming back. And
hello.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I'm here.
Mook.
Is that Mook's phone going in and out?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh,
yeah, I was just saying, as a cast member for Stevio TV, I can definitely say that we support all of our, you know, fellow web series, and we encourage everybody to keep it going because it's a movement right now. You know, we all speaking for our community, and we all trying to keep it positive. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely would love to see all of the web series, you know what I'm saying, at their fullest potential. Between Women, obviously, you know, paved the way for a lot of web series that's out right now, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to always show love and respect to them and even the web series that came behind us. So, you know what I'm saying, keep watching. It's going to get more and more interesting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I appreciate the support, and I appreciate your honesty, goddamn it. I felt like, you know, you was whipping me into shape on here, like, you better tell me the truth, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That kind of turned me on a little bit, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to stay in my lane before I get my ass whipped tonight whenever I do goddamn see my girl. But, you know, nah,
yes,
I appreciate the support, and
you.
I appreciate your honesty and your turn up, man. That's definitely, you know, salutable.
And that's always, they'll tell you, I just keep it real, you know, this, it's the Korean in me, I'm sorry, but we're blunt, you know, I got a black father and a Korean mother, and we keep it real, so, you know, but I'm going to stay online, listen some more, maybe you guys will come back around, and maybe I can bullshit with y'all a little bit more, but it was really nice talking to you, and
that's
like I said,
well,
just keep doing your thing for real.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Casey and Teddy, I'll stay on the line and listen some more, guys.
All right.
Good night.
All right, I have a question coming from Facebook again. Ladies, press the number one if you want to talk to Mook. Don't be scared to talk to her. As you see, she's very humble. She's very open. She wants to talk to you. Come on now. Ask her anything. Ask her, does she like chicken? You know I should talk about chicken. You know it's my downtown.
Man, you would be really fat right now, bro.
I think you want some chicken low-key, bro.
Yes, I want some chicken.
Nah, that ain't no low-key. That's on the big key. She wants some fried chicken and probably some collard greens and cornbread.
Yes,
honey.
Yes.
So,
I can't wait. Hey, do y'all have good fried chicken in Atlanta?
Yeah, we got some good fried chicken, man. That Gladys Knight chicken and waffles.
I'm on my way to DME. What is it, 3 weeks now? That's 3 weeks. Yes, I'm on my
yes.
way. I'm on my
yes,
way.
Yes.
You got to tell me where the Gladys Knight chicken and waffles at, because I'm telling you, I eat a whole bucket by myself.
They got two locations. They got two locations, downtown and the east side. It's one of my favorite spots to get my fried chicken, for sure.
Woo! You hear that, Teddy? That's where we going. Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Heather Love, I have a couple questions for you.
Right.
On Facebook. She wants to know, are you willing to share your government? Hey, what is you, the FBI girl?
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, you can look at my bio and find it, so I guess I can share that. My name is Montiera Yevonne Yvonne Thomas.
Oh, that's
that. Yeah, that's my government. I like my name, so I don't mind, you know, boasting about it a little bit, but it's a little unique, and my mom took her time to name me, so. There it is.
That's different. I like that.
Yes.
And she wants to know, what's the oldest that you are willing to date, and would you date a woman with children?
There's no oldest that I'm open, like I said again, it all really depends on the connection and, you know, your heart and shit like that. It's no age limits. I don't have any restrictions on the age. And as far as dating a woman with kids, I have dated a woman with kids. I dated a woman that had 5 kids, actually. So I'm cool. I love kids. You know, obviously I come from a big family, a lot of nieces and nephews, so. And I'm not really opposed to anything. Like I said, again, it's just all about, you know, timing and what we can, you know, as long as we can be our best selves together. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to be honest, I mean, kids might play a huge part in that. Like if I'm a club promoter that's constantly hosting events and I want my old lady there, then obviously having a one-year-old child won't work. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be coming out to ask to, you know, help you with taking care of the babysitter, or I don't want you neglecting your child, because I'm big on that as well. So it's just different things like that that, I mean, obviously wouldn't really go with my lifestyle, but I'm not opposed to dating a woman with children. No, I'm not.
Okay. And she wants me to say this. She said, ask you, do you want your cornbread?
Wow.
They've been watching the behind the scenes and stuff on TV on set, huh? Yeah, I wanted my goddamn cornbread. Cherie Johnson ass ran in there and ate my cornbread on set when I was trying to, you know, get it in between. But yeah, I want my goddamn cornbread. I want my cornbread and that fried chicken we've been on the phone talking about right about now.
Oh, that's right, man. I'm pretty
sick. No, it's so fat.
Cornbread for that chicken and waffles. I'm gonna put some of that mambo. Have you ever had mambo sauce before, Moose?
Mambo sauce?
Yeah.
Nah, I never even heard of it.
Man, that's that food porn. That is porn for chicken. Like, I'm trying to tell you. Like, you put...
Oh, God. You need Jesus.
You put
you
the
need
sauce
Jesus.
On that chicken. It's red. Oh, my goodness. It's like candy apple red. And it just tastes like something just out of this world. I'm trying to tell you. You have to get... When next time you go to
check the ingredients.
Spicy? Are you saying, is it spicy? Is it red? Is it spicy or what?
It's like
no,
a,
it's like a sweet and sour kind of thing.
Yeah, says. Like... You know that sweet and sour sauce you get from the Chinese store that be on, like, the sweet and sour chicken? Like, the red sauce they put on, you know what I'm talking about? I can't explain. It's red, and it is delicious. I'm trying to tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
to,
you might.
Y'all going to have to show me that spot when I come through there, man, because I love chicken, for sure.
We all going to drive to D.C. for that mambo sauce, because I already told about 12. See, I'm in Virginia, right? I have to drive 2 hours to get some of that sauce, man. But I'm trying to tell you, man, it's worth the drive. I mean, I'm serious. It is worth the
Yo,
drive,
she's
man.
So serious,
and
2 hours
yeah. away from that is the best crabs ever. That's in Baltimore, Maryland. They got the best crabs. You ever been to that crab shack in Baltimore?
No, I never heard of it.
You got to go there, man. I'm going to take you to some food spots. You know, I'm fat, so I know all the good food at.
I've never even been to Baltimore before.
You got
yeah, you sound like you could show me some spots, man, for sure.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm going to take you where you want to go. You just let me know what type of vibe you want to go to, and I'm going to take you.
I just make sure. I'm going to diet. You know, before we link, man, I'm just going to diet, you know, the whole
yes,
week from there. You know what I'm saying? So when I get
yes,
there, you
please.
Know, it won't be too bad when I leave. You feel me?
You might even want to go fasting dealing with her.
What you said? She might go fasting. Yes, Lord.
Yes, she might want to go fasting prior to that because of him.
That's crazy.
She gonna have you trying some stuff that you like. You wouldn't normally eat it, but when you try, you're like, yo, that's bomb.
Yeah, man, I tried
before
some
before you
stuff
know you eat, you got 20 plates
that?
Sitting on the table.
Your mouth is like, Lord, this is porn. This is wonderful. Just make you
yeah,
mad.
Wow.
I got a question for you. Just got a curiosity. This is something for the ladies that might be wondering. What is your favorite sexual position?
My favorite sexual position.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite sexual position is face to the box. That's my favorite sexual position. Face to the box. You sound real confused, man. You sound real confused.
I'm not
face
confused.
To the box.
I got you.
Nah, I mean,
I got you.
All right, I'm all right. As long as you got me. If I need to elaborate, let me know because you sound real confused, my dog.
Yes,
I am confused, but if you like to elaborate or collaborate, I got
no. I mean, it ain't really no position because I mean,
female,
everybody.
Can, but I got you.
Yeah. I mean, I just like you know, I like to please my woman, man. So, you know, I like to please my woman. I like to you know, give her oral pleasures. So it doesn't really matter, like, you know, what position we're in. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely goes down. In that particular position, it doesn't really matter how we're facing, where we're laying, how she's positioned. It is face to the box. And I always say that. I say that as a joke with my girl all the time too. I'm like, you know, face to the box. That's just, but you know, the word of it. And it's funny because she's next to me laughing right now because she knows it's true. Like I'm telling you, that's my favorite position, face to the box.
Face to the box.
Are you
I
a
like
touch me not?
Am I a touch me not? Nah, I'm not a touch me not. I'm a don't touch me too much, but I'm not a touch me not.
Oh, yeah.
don't go too far with it, but you know, nah, I'm not a touch me. I mean, I'm human. I hate when you know, I hate when people be trying to like stuff, be trying to act like they're too hard to get pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I understand having, you know, your preferences and your restrictions. Because I definitely have my own, you know what I mean? I have to feel comfortable, and I'm, you know, I'm very dominant, you know, very, people say I'm very masculine as well, and it probably, you know, transitions over into the bedroom, but I'm not a touchy not, obviously, you know what I'm saying, but I definitely have my restrictions, and I have, you can't put my legs a certain way, you know what I'm saying, you can't position me, you can't do certain things that make me feel, I guess, emasculated, because then I start feeling some type of way, but on the most part, I'm good, man, you know. I'm human, in other words.
All right.
All right.
Casey.
Woo! Okay, we getting crazy now.
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, because it seems like people want to know certain questions, but they're scared to ask questions. So I'm just
but y'all
asking.
Calling, I'm good. Yeah. I know a lot of the questions, I mean, a lot of people know me for. You know, I do, like, I'm a basketball coach, and I do a lot of business, and I'm constantly on Facebook motivating. But, y'all, I'm good. Call in. Turn up with me. I don't mind the questions, man. Keep them rolling. Let's get it.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about bisexual
thugs? How I feel about bisexual?
Not bisexual. Bisexual thugs.
I don't hear the last word. Bisexual what?
Bisexual studs.
Oh, bisexual studs.
Yeah, bisexual studs. How you feel about bisexual studs?
I guess the same way I feel about stud on studs. Like, to me, it's equivalent, I guess. I you know what? I mean, I never really thought about it, but just, I mean, I say, love who you love, suck who you suck. I mean, fuck who you fuck, you know what I'm saying, dog? Like, do what you do, be happy, you know what I'm saying? I'm with, you know, brother, you know what I'm saying, your brother and everything. Like, just be happy, man, and do what you love to do, because at the end of the day, like you said, you know, your pussy, your orgasms belong to you, my nigga. You know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, triggers that and makes it happen for you, you know what I'm saying, do what you do. But I don't have no, like, you know, nothing to say about them. It's a little, I mean, I have, like, psychologically, though, you know what I'm saying? I studied psychology in college, man, so, like, psychologically, I definitely understand them. It's weird, because now that you said it, I had to, like, kind of digest it. But, like, you know, psychologically, I understand them, and I understand stud on studs as well, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, dominant, you know, people are actually, they gravitate to dominance, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of, it's kind of like the same role with the father to son. You know what I mean? Like, sons look up to their fathers, their older brothers, and, you know, they kind of feel motivated by that. And some people feel inspired by that. And you just, it's a sense of emotion. I mean, every emotion, you know, every feeling obviously is an emotion. So I think that it can definitely spill over to a sexual emotion as well, or attachment as well, when you are a dominant person that's attracted or, you know, had some type or any sort of emotion towards another dominant figure. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand it psychologically. I don't have any, you know, say for whether I'm for it or not, you know, pro or, you know, con, but I definitely feel like you should just love who the fuck you want to love, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
Okay.
Like that answer. Ladies, question number one, dial in at 646-716-6977. Ask Mook anything, a.k.a. Logan from Studville TV. Ask it anything. Stop asking like that. So, Mook, got any questions you want to ask me and Teddy?
For sure. Man, what y'all doing radio, man? What's like the craziest thing? Because I'm getting these crazy questions and they coming right. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to get off of this phone interview and I'm going to think about a couple of them and I'm going to have a whole different answer. I'm like, damn, I wish I said that. So, like, you know what I'm saying? What's the craziest thing y'all hear on the radio? And also, just give me an example of a time where you went back and listened to one of your radio shows and just wished that you could have, you know, given a different response or asked a different question, like. And it just ate you up, which you can go back and do it again.
Well, I've been doing the radio for about 4 years now. Let's see, last summer, I was on the phone, I was on the radio with my regular co-host, which is the other Teddy. Shout out to Teddy, hope he gets better, man. Me and her was on the line, and I don't even know what we was talking about. Oh, you know what, we was talking about how to please yourself. You know, self-pleasure, like self-love, right? And this one girl came on, and she was like, oh, I don't know how to please myself. I've never had an orgasm. Wow. And I said, what, girl? And she said, yes, I've never had an orgasm. So I said, hey, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take your pants off right now and get drawers, and I want you to do exactly what I tell you to do.
Wait,
girl,
you did that on air?
On air. She pleased herself on air. That step-by-step directions, and she had the orgasm, like the biggest orgasm of her life. Like, she was crying and everything. It was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when I need me a little excitement in my life late at night, I'm not going to keep it real with your ladies. Shout out. You know who you are because you're online right now. Sometimes I need a little excitement in my life. I'll go back and I'll listen to
I'd go back and I would listen to it because it was awesome. It was crazy.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying?
She ain't come flying out to you after that.
You said what?
I said, y'all ain't never met each other. She ain't come flying out to you after that.
I have not met her yet, but we talk on Facebook a lot, so.
Oh,
okay. I hope she press number one. We want you to press number one. Well, you can talk about that. But yeah, I definitely, you know, ever since then, she's a faithful supporter. She supports every day. She calls it every day. A shout out, we'll call her Rainbow. Shout out to you, Rainbow.
Word.
Yeah, that was definitely crazy.
So when has there ever been a time where y'all, you know, you have heard something that you wish that you would have, you know, answer differently that you didn't answer? Like, you know, going back and you wish that you could go back and do that interview or ask that question again or rebut, you know what I'm saying, a question or maybe, you know, something that somebody said. Has it ever been something where you wish you could have went back and said something differently?
I think when I interviewed Nastasia from Bad Girls Club. When I interviewed her, you know, this is pretty much dealing with celebrities, period, especially somebody that just is, you know, that looks great and beautiful in your eye that you've been, like, looking at on TV. I wish that I could have conducted the interview a little bit more better, like, a little better, maybe not with infatuation, you know, but,
Yeah, with a dirty mind.
Yes, I had a little dirty mind, so questions were just like, you know, it was fun, though, but I wish that I could have asked questions, like, some real questions, you know.
Right. So actually, your brother question, I mean, I know earlier you spoke on, you know, being self-respected, man. What do you think, you know, are the biggest challenges of actually being out in the public, you know, with another stud? Like, you know, how often do you find yourself being tempted to, or, you know, triggered in a negative way? When people, like, comment, people like, their opinion.
Well, it's hard. It's a big struggle. But I have to go back and say, usually I don't approach the stud. I usually get approached by the stud either not in a, whether it's in a direct way or indirect way. Like, for example, I was at the club. I had one of my club brothers come to me and, you know, they expressed that they always had the thought of doing something with another girl. And, well, not to put it too much out there, but things happen at the club that were, hey, I'll do that. So, I mean, that's pretty much how I go with a stunt. With a film, I'm my typical usual self. I can approach. And then again, it's like I sometimes get these little moments where I'm like, well, what if this happens? What if I get stuck? I get tongue twisted or I say the wrong thing and she looks at me like, what the hell? But I still sometimes manage to get over it. We start conversating this. I take things from there.
That's what's up. I think you misunderstood my question too. My bad. I just got some insight on what you know, go through whatever with approaching other studs. But I'm saying, like, if you and your partner and stud for stud are walking down the street or going into gay clubs or being around other gay people that might not personally agree with it or other studs that might think it's or feel some type of way about it, like, what are the challenges that you guys face as a couple with just keeping a smile on your face and enjoying yourself and not, being, triggered to, defend yourself or, or beat somebody ass together? Like, what are the things that you guys usually do to keep yourself, like, grounded?
I've actually never dealt with that, so I can only try to imagine. For me, okay, it would be extremely tough because I'm kind of a hothead, and I got one of them little easily triggered, turn-on attitudes, but I feed off what they do. And I try to look from a different perspective than I have one. But, it's hard. I mean, people come up with some really crazy things to say about it, but at the end of the day, it's just like I said, fuck what you think about me. If she's the one that's giving it to me and she's doing it right to the point, I don't even need to look at no other woman. I don't care. That even comes down to my family. And that's just being honest. And I said my family is honest, and my family will always be there for me, whether that's lesbian, gay family, or my blood family. You ain't got to like what I do. All I ask is just respect it. It don't treat me no different because it's not what makes me. What makes me is how I treat you and my personality. And when you fall, I'm there. And when one fall, we all fall.
Word. What's up?
All right, let's see if we have any more callers. Let's look. All right, area code, got a couple of them. Area code 870-403, start to move.
Hi, I've already talked to you guys, but I did have another question since you guys have been talking so in-depth with things. This is Stephanie again anyway. But how do you guys deal with, like, I know we put a lot of her feelings and her emotions and things out on Facebook and on Instagram and what she's doing. Because I know when I do that, I get to come back from the workplace or come back to my job and even dealing with my family saying, oh, how you going to do this and then do that? And it's just sometimes it's just so hard not to say, you know what, I'm moot saved. I'm 26. Mind the business. I'm grown. I got to do me.
Right.
Look, if you care, care. But if you don't really just care, you just want to be nosy. Like, how hard is it to just tell people, hey, I'm dealing with me, so you can deal with you. If you're not here to help me, move on.
Man, it's real hard. Like, that's funny that you say that because, like, around my birthday, I went through this place where I was just like, I look at my birthday as my new year, so I set resolutions and everything, and I try to go and reflect on the year before. And I try to reflect on all my years, but I had a couple of rants. I mean, because obviously, like I said, I deal with all type of rumors and people assume who I am and how I am. Obviously, a lot of the callers, people might feel like, oh, she's a pretty boy, she's cocky, she's that, and it's, like, so far from who I am. So a lot of times, people are, putting prejudgments on me or thinking they know who I am. So, sometimes I be wanting to go on Facebook and just address the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Or I might be out and about and somebody might say something or, you know, do the wrong thing and I want to just address it right then and there. But it's real tough, man, because like I said, I mean, you have to think about the people that you're representing. You know, when I go out, I'm not representing just myself or just WTV, but I'm representing my, you know what I'm saying, my castmates and everybody who I'm involved with. So, all right, man, it's been a couple of times where I did go up there and I had a couple of little rants or whatever on Facebook where, you know, I saw myself trying to snap off. And then sometimes I don't put stuff up and then I immediately delete it, just like on some Justin Bieber shit. You know, you always hear about the celebrities, like, on TMZ, like, he put something up and then immediately deleted it after. Like, I'm constantly deleting and posting. And because in that moment, man, you just want to be able to be free and just be who you are and treat your wall as your wall. You feel me? And I be seeing other people going off and I be wanting to repost their shit. But then I have to remember that it's a lot of people that are looking up to me. It's a lot of people that do, you know, watch my Facebook posts. And, you know, I even told you, it was like one point where I was going through something and I was kind of putting my emotions up there about what I was going through, and I had a couple people hit me on the inbox like, and I see you going through something and I'm going through it, and it's like, it ain't never a moment where they like, you know, let me try to motivate you. It's just like they tell me more about what they're going through, make me feel even worse. Like, I be all fucked up and shit, like, man, I don't even know how to respond, because in that moment I know they're looking for me. They're looking to me for encouragement, so it's real difficult, man, to try to balance that shit out and just be who you are and just be a person sometimes. Somebody might put some shit up on the Stubbill TV, like, you know, and say some shit like, we want Between Women back because, you know, blah, 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 blah. You be wanting to go in, you know what I mean? You want to let that ratchet star out, but you got to be professional and you want to, you know, stay in your lane, man. So it's definitely a challenge, man, definitely.
I mean, I definitely can relate with that because I'm a hairdresser. That's what I do. And I'm a younger hairdresser in my city where I live, so it's kind of like the older hairdresser. My aunt is one of them, and I had an issue, and I remember I told you about it on Facebook. I had an issue with the relationship I was living with. I just finally had to say, okay, enough is enough. This is a job. This is no longer a relationship. This is a job. Right. And it just so happened that I had reconnected with one of the people. It was an ex, but a lot of people are like, it's an ex. What? And I'm kind of like, no, it was not an ex like that. It was an ex. Like, we didn't end on that term. We ended on some, you live here, I live here, we're trying to do this, we're going in different directions. We got to just call this quick before we end up hating each other. We're always friends. And one of my biggest issues was posting, like, my emotions went up and down, up and down. It didn't even matter, day to day, they went up and down. I remember I posted a post on Facebook, and the next day I got to work, and my aunt, like, we're supposed to be in the shop doing hair. She's like, let me call you to the side, because I'm about to say something to you, and you gon' hate me for saying this. But if you jumping in and out of relationships, I'm going to need you to stop. And I'm kind of like, okay, so you take Facebook way too seriously. Like, you take it. Like, I'm sitting up there, and I'm like, I'm trying to balance telling, because I'm one of those people, I tell you how it is. However I'm feeling right then, that's what you get, and I'm trying to balance trying to be on a professional level and move up from where I'm at. It's kind of one of those things where I'm kind of like, okay, y'all really want me to flash out and be who I used to be, but I'm a little
so. And, you know, and, you know, speaking on that, like, the relationship topic, man, like I said, being in a relationship, you know, for 8 years, people got attached to that relationship. Like, people start living, you know, through you on Facebook. That's one thing I had to also, like, you know, put into perspective, like, over the years. Like, people start seeing your relationship, and they start seeing your family, and they start seeing your sense of family, and they hit you up, and they, you know, it's like when you and that person break up, it's like they feel like they just broke up with you.
Mm, like, exactly.
And it's a lot of pressure, you know what I'm saying, especially when you feel like you know, moved on, and because a lot of, I think that you might have seen the post that I put up about, like, people stay in relationships long after they're over. So, in the public, I'm in this relationship all this fucking time, and really, in my heart, it's like the relationship been over, but I got to keep up this facade, because people, you know, asking for pictures, or people asking, you know, how's your daughter doing, things like that. And it'd be times where she ain't even letting me see my daughter, and I got to lie, and it's like, you know, my daughter's good, and I don't even damn know. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of pressure to talk. And then when you actually do find happiness, whether I don't give a fuck, if I find happiness tomorrow, I expect the people that rock with me to rock with me in my relationship, you know what I'm saying, and trust my judgment that I'm good, you know.
And exactly. So that's
a challenge, too. Like, people put, like, time frames and stigmas on when love is supposed to hit and when it's not. So because I was in an 8-year relationship,
I can't be, you know what I'm saying, in a relationship a month later or 2 months or 6 months later because they feel like, oh, you've been, so what, I'm supposed to be single for another 8 years. Like, that shit is whack, you know what I mean? Like, I just expect people to stay in their lane, respect what I'm going through and support me, you know what I'm saying, just as much as they supported me in my last relationship. And I feel like if I ever set an example for you and you trust my judgment, you trust my insight, then, you know, trust and believe that if I'm in a relationship with somebody, she's damn sure deserving of that type, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So that is, it's definitely challenging, man, because I had to deal with that a lot, too, you know what I mean? Because people being out your business and wanting to know about who you fucking and who you laying up with and all of that shit.
Exactly. And I can see that, like, my last relationship, she, I'm not going to talk bad about her because it's not my personality to talk bad about somebody. But she tried to put my daughter in the middle of this. Now, mind you, my daughter's 10 years old. And I don't let my daughter be around a lot of my relationship issues. Like, my relationship status since her father, who me and him broke up 8 years ago. So that was a long gone. But I've done, since then, I have not let her be in around a lot of the relationships and things that I've had because of this issue. Because the first time, well, we got into it when I finally said, okay, you know what? I'm not happy. I'm arguing with you more than, you know, anything else. We're arguing. And it's arguing over pointless stuff. And for me, my main thing in any relationship I have, whether it be a friendship, work relationship, or who you dealing with, is respect. Like, you don't necessarily have to agree with what I'm doing, but respect what I'm doing. But it kind of fell into a point where she was just like, I just want you to set a better example for your daughter. And I was just like, okay, so when did we start talking about my daughter? Like, I was really about to let her have it because I was trying to bring her some pretty peaceful stuff. But yeah, you bring my daughter, it's kind of like she's trying to hit below the belt because my daughter is my world. I've taken care of her by myself since me and her father broke up. And I don't ask him for anything, and the only thing I ask is for people to respect my decisions for her. Don't judge me because you're not here. When she's hurt, when she's hungry, when she's anything, she looks to mommy. So it is one of those things where you kind of have to, I don't know.
It's well, I salute you, man. I salute you on that. Like I said, I was raised, you know, in the house with multiple children, and my mom definitely held it down, so I know what it takes to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, a single parent, and also having a child, I know the responsibilities that it comes with, so I salute you as a mother, I encourage you to stay strong and continue to fight through it, you know what I'm saying, and continue to hold your head up high, and be just as confident, you know, raising her as a woman as you sound on this phone right now, and, you know, I salute what you do, man, just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, and I definitely do continue to support you, for real, like, anything you do, I'm always looking out for it. I'm always on your Facebook. When it shows up on my newsfeed, I'm like, oh, that's Mook. Let me go see what's going on. But I definitely do want to support you and say thank you for being the person that you are. Thank you for being an inspiration to all of us. And thank you for answering my question.
Michelle, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right. We're going to go to area code 909-231. Talk to Mook.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, question. Hello. First of all, what time do the liquor stores close in Atlanta? I have to ask that because I'm from Cali, and I went to Texas, and they liquor stores need to open up on Sundays, and I was very upset.
All right, for sure. They liquor stores close at, like, you know what I'm saying, at, like, 12 o'clock.
Oh, hell no, that's not cool. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's definitely not Cali. It's not like Cali where you can go to the CVS or the Walgreens
and
buy it.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Yeah, turn up in Walgreens.
Yeah, that's what I'm
not question.
While we're talking about it, though, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta, our clubs stay open at 3 o'clock, and Cali closed down at 2, though. So, you know what I'm saying, you can't really rig on us too hard.
Nah, see, y'all don't turn up like Cali, though. Ain't no turn up like Cali, though. We party to 7 in the morning from 2 o'clock to 7. Sometimes we go to 12 o'clock, and it's lovely little spot. Yeah, so we turn all the way up.
No shade to Cali. I love Cali, man. Trust and believe. I'm trying to move to Cali type shit. I love Cali so much, man. So no shade. But, yeah, we close down at, like, 12 o'clock. If you want to drink after 12 o'clock, you're going to have to find that club. And if you want to drink after the club, you're going to have to find that after hour. You dig me?
Yes, I heard about that, the bag houses. And I was like, what? This was weird. But I have a question to you and KC. If you've been with a girl over 10 years and that's basically y'all got married as your wife, and then she approach you and say, hey, babe, would you let me use the strap on you? How would you guys handle that?
Go ahead and move that question. Yeah, I got a thankful man. You go ahead.
That's a very good question.
No, because, you know, it's really real because I'm a femme, and I like to strap people down. I done did it. And some studs is not into that. You get what I'm saying? So I can understand, like, if it's a history, then yeah. But if not, you know, if it's a history, then yeah. But if not, no history, then no. You know?
Yeah. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that, you know, I would try to figure out, you know, if maybe she fell or something, like, you know what I'm saying, before she asked me the question, you know, maybe hit her head or something, like, you know what I mean? Or if, like, maybe she ate something and she's feeling a little faint and she just don't know what she's asking me, you feel me? But, I'm going to be real. It's funny that she asked that because, actually, in my last relationship, I was asked that. And, you know, it's a very tough question because she flipped it on me, like, you know, but I didn't really take that before you either.
Right.
And, you know, it's a sacrifice that she made for me, and it's something that she was definitely not feeling at all. You know, she wasn't feeling it. But I feel like, you know, once she did it, she liked it or whatever and blah, 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 blah. But she definitely tried it for me. And so I want to be fair in thinking that, you know, after 10 years, 12 years, whatever, and maybe it might be a mature thing. Maybe when I get older, I'll look at it differently. Right now, I can't picture myself being able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no interest in it. I have no interest in it whatsoever. But, you know, I can't say that I would just tell my girl altogether, like, I'm not going to open my mind up to it, only because of some of the fact that I've definitely been, majority of the women that I've dated was just completely not even for it. They didn't want it. They didn't care for it. They wasn't interested. But, you know, I took good care of them, and those things changed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would definitely be, I think I'd be open-minded as much as possible, like, for sure.
Okay, one more question. Yeah, I got one more, too. How do you guys feel about threesomes in a relationship?
You're not
That's a good question.
Well, because I done been there,
Casey didn't answer the first question though.
Exactly.
Oh, go ahead, Casey. I'm sorry, my bad.
You didn't do that, right? Oh, I'm put on the spot.
Yeah, she put you on the spot. You got it back.
And I'm asking you guys these questions because I've been involved in some situations like this, so I just want to hear you guys respond.
Word. As far as
go ahead, Casey.
As far as the threesome, I'm gonna hit that one first. As far as the threesome,
I love threesomes. Threesome is the shit.
Threesome with,
how are you gonna skip the first question though?
Okay, go ahead.
How are you gonna skip the first question and shit? I'm curious too.
Exactly. You can't skip the first question. You have to go in order. 1, 2, 3,
okay,
ABC.
Okay. As far as the strap is concerned, I'm not a touch me now. I'm more of a touch me down. You get what I'm saying? First of all, it's a toy that is sold at the store to enhance a sexual pleasure. Okay? First of all, I paid my hole to be poked. But she better not poke. Okay? You get what I'm saying? I'm not really into the whole tracing. That big thing with them big balls, I'm just not with it. But, you know, a little finger here, you know, finger, you can hang me all, but I don't know about that big thing with them balls. I don't know. Like Mook said, we have to get married or something. Maybe we get married and maybe we might open those doors.
Well, big boy.
Well, as far as me, I get in where I fit in. I do what's pleasing to the person I'm with.
Yeah,
for real, yeah. Y'all done turned up now. There we go. That was a good question, though.
But yeah, you know, me, you know, I'm open minded, and I trust my maiden, and I like to have threesomes. I'm not saying all the time in a relationship, maybe once out of a year, but I like to turn up. I believe in live sex. If you don't have that in a relationship, you're gonna dip. That's just period. Everybody ain't going to sit there. I mean, usually relationships don't last because the sex start getting whack. You're not getting the attention you need. So I like, you know, I like to watch my stud fuck another female. I don't get mad. I like shit like that. That's a turn on for me. So I just want to see where you guys' head was at.
I'm cool with it.
I think it depends too. Like, I think it depends. Like, cause I mean, it really depends on my partner. Like, if I met you and I know you was against threesomes, you know what I'm saying, and you wasn't, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, you was all for the fact that, you know, you don't believe in bringing nobody else in the bedroom. Like, you feel like this, you feel like that about it, and then like, you know, 3-4 years later, you come at me talking about you want a threesome. I'm not probably gonna look at it like it's just a sexual thing, my nigga. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's probably gonna wave as a flag to me. I think if I came into like a relationship, and we were already like talking about being open minded to certain things within our relationship, then it might open my mind up to it. But on the most part, like, I'm not really for, you know what I mean, I would be kind of biased, you know what I'm saying? Because I would never bring another stud in my room. I'd probably bring another stud.
Hey,
I feel like that might not be cool for my girl.
I hear you on that, because that's what I'm trying to do now, is have two studs. And everybody like, no, I don't want to do this stud with a stud. But I was like, well, why not? You know, they know. Problem bringing in another film. You know, what's the problem bringing another stud? So a lot of people be stereotyping me on that, like, no, that's nasty. I'm not
well,
to
I mean,
that.
You just got to find that stud that's willing to do that. That's all it is.
Yeah, but then they fuck around. They're going to leave me stuck, especially if it's a stud on stud, and I'm going to be mad.
They're going to leave you.
Well, you don't have to go find a stud on stud. You just have to find an open-minded, respectful
female who just loves all females. Because to be honest with you, and to be honest with myself, I dress like a slut, but I'm really a no lady.
Right.
Your label is not what makes you.
I understand, but, you know, a lot of people still discriminate against the label. And I respect
and
that, because one of my homegirls. One of my homegirls. But, you know, I mean, I look at it now, because back in the day, it used to be a problem with two girls walking. Now it's like open, like nobody trip off there, gay guys. But we discriminate against transgenders, you know, and I feel like that's not cool either. And they getting a bad end, what we had before. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like we all in the same boat and shouldn't be like that. But, you know, I'm down for whatever, you know what I'm saying? We not here to judge nobody. Who are we? We love everybody. Fuck it.
All right.
But, yeah, you know, I would just want to know if you guys is open-minded to the threesome, because I feel like, you know, this generation in time, I feel like it's all a game, some of it. You know, it's like a game. I done dib and I done dab, and I'm 33, and I'm like, everybody playing games. It's like no loyalty really out here, you know? Everybody want a loyal person but don't want to play the role. That was just my question to you guys. And,
good question, man. I appreciate you calling in. You turned us up for sure.
You guys have a good night.
Where you from, the Bay?
Nah, I'm from, I'm down from Los Angeles way, like Watts, out that way.
Okay, yeah.
But I live in a 909. I live like 45 minutes away from LA. But y'all should come out here, though, you know, turn it up a little bit. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
Make sure you
link up with me on Facebook. You sound like you're a turn up, man. I be in LA. Like I said, I'm trying to move to LA eventually, but for sure, man, I be in LA all the time.
So have you been to Michelle Triple X?
Hell no, I ain't been to. What is that?
Oh, Michelle Triple X is that's the club you want to go to in Hollywood, the lesbian spot. That's where you catch all the celebrities that's undercover. But it's cool, strippers. You got to go to Secret Sunday. You know, that's where it's at. So.
Word. I only been like, every time I come, I go for, like, Juicy Nightclub with Whitney Mixer the first Saturday of the month.
Nah, we're going to have to let you go turn up. No. We got to turn up.
Yeah, that's what usually brings me to L.A., though, to be honest with you. Like, rocking out with Whitney.
Yeah, you got
to
turn up.
Sure, man, link up. Because you sound like you turned up. I need to go to all of those spots. I need to know, you know, what's out there in L.A. But I appreciate you calling
in. Introduce you to some people.
Introduce
you to some people as well, you know, that be about their business on some things. And I wish you guys the best. And KC, I love you, dude. You funny as fuck. I just want to tell you that.
I love you, brother.
All right, y'all have a good. You guys have a good night, though.
Hello,
you
for calling.
All right.
We need inboxes now. God, I love Cali sound like you. What was the name of the club again, she said?
Mr. Selection shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to go out there. We got one more call, and then we gonna end it right quick. All right, call 313-409. Talk to Mook.
What up, Del?
What up, Del?
Can you hear me? I'm Melissa. I'm from Detroit. I am calling because I have a relationship question.
Word.
I am dating a stud right now. And when I first started to date her, she was really aggressive and she was really fun. But now she's all in love and she's super submissive and she's kind of boring. And I'm not really into the whole submissive thing. I don't like being the aggressor, but I feel like the deeper in love she falls, the more submissive she becomes. And I'm wondering if there's, like, anything that I can do or anything I can say to her to get her to be less of a bitch.
Yo, that is a good question, and that's something I think every lesbian should be on the phone to hear right now. Let me say this, first and foremost. That's the thing about a lot of people, like they play these roles or whatever, because they play these roles in to get women. It's not really their true self. So that's number one. That's the first lesson. Like, just be who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? And then again, I don't know. It might be you. You might have did something to her that kind of like just put her into her feminine side. You feel me? Like, I don't really know what you over there doing, but you know you need to take some responsibility for that. Now I'm just playing.
I mean, I'm a Leo, I'm a Leo, so I do take a little bit.
Yeah, so y'all Leo, y'all a little strong-minded, a little strong-headed, you know what I mean? So I think that, to be real with you, I think you definitely need to have that heart-to-heart with her and actually consider the fact that that might be truly who she is. And if it's something that you feel is a deal-breaker, I think you should be honest before she falls any more in love and become even more soft. Because, I mean, I'm assuming the softer she gets, the more likely she is to be heartbroken. You feel me? So...
the softer she gets, the less I like her. I like her. The softer she gets, the less I like her.
So, I mean, maybe that's something that you got to, you know, eventually let loose. I mean, but just, you know, have that conversation with her, though. Like, studs, be real with your chick when you meet her, man. Stop flexing. Stop acting like you hard in these clubs when you be on that, you know what I'm saying, Ciroc and shit, trying to be goddamn Waka Flocka and shit. Be honest. Be real, nigga. Because y'all make it hard for us out here that's really like that, and they be looking for us to get soft and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They be looking for us to say, yeah, I'll take the strap. Nah, like, you know, and I ain't saying nothing wrong with the studs to take the strap. I ain't trying to say that, but that goes back to that question before. Like, the fems really think that it's, you know, you just going to unravel eventually the ones that are really dominant and are really masculine. Like, you know, they look for that because a lot of these studs do that. Like, you know what I mean? They be real hard and try to put on the game face, and then after that they turn into, like, you know, softies. But my thing is that just be having an open and honest conversation with her. If you don't like her, you know what I'm saying, I think that you should just, like, let it go. If that's really who she is, obviously that's really who she is, I think that you should let her go before you, you know, you make her any more soft and you break her heart, because obviously she's fragile. And, you know, she's eventually about to blossom into a little, you know, a little sunflower. And you don't want to, you know, you don't want to break her petals, so... yeah, that's my advice. But studs out there, I hope y'all are listening. Stop that bullshit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that, man. You know, if you birds of a feather flock together, man. I got plenty of studs out here that's looking for a girl that likes dominant studs. We can play matchmaker on this radio show. But you know, good luck to you with that.
I got it. But thank you.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Moo. I want to thank you so much for coming through the zone, man, talking to me, talking to your peers, all your fans, and even brought on some new followers. That's always good. Just want to thank you for coming through, showing love, man. I really enjoy having you on it.
No, no doubt, man. I appreciate it, KC, and I look forward to seeing y'all in BA for Pride. I'm going to come out there and rock with y'all with my a couple of my homies. Chaos the Rapper hit me up tonight. She's going to be coming out there with me as well. So we're going to come there to VA and show up, you know, show out with y'all.
And I appreciate y'all having me on. Everybody that called in, I love y'all. Appreciate the support, man. Don't forget, hit me up on Instagram, Mook_DA_host. Mook Thomas does not have any more room on my page. So just, if you're on my page and you're trying to get me, I know a couple of people hit me up and they like, you got too many friends. Add me on Mook the Host is one word, DAHOST. Thomas, you know what I'm saying? And that page is completely open. Y'all can add me on that page. Again, it's Mook the Host, DAHOST Thomas. You know what I'm saying? Y'all add me on that. Follow me on Instagram. I follow back. I show love back. And again, I appreciate y'all having me on tonight, man. I look forward to coming back and rocking with y'all again in the future.
Yes, we definitely need a part two. We need a part two. So, you know, like I said, thank you so much. Else, one question, because you are an MC. How can people get in contact with you if they wanted to bring you to their city?
Yeah, bring me, you know, you could, like I said, hit me up on Facebook via inbox, Mook the Host, Thomas, or you can hit me up on my email to book me at we_D_ent@yahoo.com. Again, that's we_D_ent@yahoo.com, and I'll be in the city, and I will shut that bitch down, and we'll turn up, man. And best believe, man, I come back, and I show love, man. I'm not one of them people that's going to try to knock your head off. Call me, let me know what your situation really is, and, man, we're going to work it out, and we're going to get Mook in your city. Believe that.
Heard that. All right, man, again, thank you so much for calling in on radio, and we'll talk to you next time.
No doubt, man. Y'all have a good night.
Ooh. All right, ladies, look. Call in tomorrow. Tomorrow we can have Ali from District Heat. Same number, same time. Definitely, if you are not aware of She's On, She Pride is coming up next week, actually. We're going to have Youth Box. As said, Chaos the Rapper. We're going to have Chopper. We're going to have Love. We're going to have Look Alive. We're going to have Temper. We're going to have a lot of people up in the building next week, man. So you still got time to fly. Richmond, Virginia, 2030 Chamberlain Avenue. Save some money. Go online, www.sheprat2014.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. Yes. Love y'all so much. Good night. Good morning.